Exactly. How was sushi? I heard you went for sushi, dude.
Yeah, I did.
You've never had sushi?
No, I have.
Oh, so what's the big...
I don't know why she's, you know, spreading rumors about me out there.
It just makes you less manly. That's all I'm saying.
You don't eat sushi?
No,
you don't?
It does.
Why? It's good for you. Protein?
No, it's not. Mercury poisoning. Have you heard of mercury poisoning?
What are you, a pregnant woman? Like,
does sushi really make me less manly than I already am? Because
no,
I'm in bad shape in the manly department.
No.
And now you're going to tell me that sushi's also doing a number on me?
My boyfriend eats sushi. I just hate, like, guys in skinny jeans that cross their legs by themselves and eat sushi. That bothers me.
Guys shouldn't wear skinny jeans in general at all.
I
ever.
Agree with that.
And no, it's fine to eat sushi. I'm actually kidding. I do, like, I'm not a pig on sushi, that's all. I mean, just because I don't like broth.
You like fettuccine Alfredo?
I do. I like to kill myself slowly.
So we all got to die some way.
Yeah. Well,
how's the running, Adam?
Terrible. It's miserable.
Are you still doing it?
Yes. It's not fun, though.
It's not supposed to be fun.
Eating like I'm on summer vacation, which means gaining weight, trying to run it off, not working. Just, you know.
You can't, like, eat crap and then run, though.
Yeah, but I'm going to eat crap anyway. So you would think if I was eating crap and not running, how much more terrible it would be.
That's true. Especially in this humidity. It's, like, killer.
Yes. It's pretty brutal out there. So what's your business over there, Jason?
What's my business?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm awesome.
Any movies?
Are we going to talk about something today?
Did you see a movie?
Yeah.
What did you see?
I saw White House Down.
Uh-oh. Jason wanted to see that.
Magic Mike and
Well, thank
Django
God I'm here.
Combined forces.
Was it long?
No, not really. Should we talk about the top five or something? I don't know. I'm just... Jason, are you okay over there?
I know. He's just sitting here.
I think he's letting us run this one. I don't know what to do. Usually I sit here and wait till the top five is over.
I was
going to
pull it up on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm letting the show flow. This is the natural flow.
Okay, so I'll talk about the top five. I think our fans have no other way of finding this.
That's true. A lot of people don't know what the top box office is.
So without us, we're here to save the day.
I actually have a preview that I saw today that I think is going to be a stupid movie. The one with Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges.
I think that movie's going to be not bad.
I think it's going to be like Men in Black.
Sort of, yes.
Oh, it's very derivative of that already. But, you know, I kind of like Mary Louise Parker.
So we.
I only know her as Nancy Botwin every
yes.
time I
the
see her.
The chick from Weeds?
Yeah.
Yes. I love Nancy Botwin. Okay, so Despicable Me was number one.
All right.
$143 million. The Lone Ranger was number two. And I heard this movie it's roasted. It cost like $220 million to make. Like, Disney's screwed. They don't know what to do.
It's
when did
off,
it actually right? come out? On the 4th?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think the day before the 4th. The Wednesday. Wednesday night.
I haven't heard anything about it since it came out.
Well, it's way below expectations, money-wise. Yeah. And because it's getting terrible reviews, because apparently it's a terrible movie.
It's bad. That's really bad for them.
Oh, it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, and it's like one of the first times Johnny Depp has really looked like he was getting it in the face. The Heat.
Who's in? Oh, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, and that made a lot of money. That's almost at $100 million. Monsters U, and then World War Z, which I saw. Did we talk about that?
We did.
Yeah, we talked about.
Okay,
that.
Good.
I really want to see that too.
And then White House Down at number six.
So you liked it.
It was a horrible movie.
I knew it was going to be. He was all pumped to see it, too. I'm like, it's going to be bad.
Well, no, I was because I heard a couple good pre-reviews, and then I was going to go see it today, and then I read some more reviews, and it's like, and then I saw what it was doing box office, because that's usually the best time because people know what's good, and then it wasn't doing well. So I'm like, you know, I don't feel like sitting through 2 hours of Magic Mike.
Are they like topless a lot? Are they like without shirts?
No, nothing like that. It's
why?
Just
I mean, they're
so stupid. It's just so dumb. Like, here's what I need. I need Hollywood to make a decision. Either you make Monsters University.
Good movie.
And it's fake. And we all know it's fake. And we go and we enjoy ourselves there. Or you make your movie pretty realistic. Because in between makes me want to jump out of the theater. Like
Die Hard? Or like Mob Squad? Remember how mad we got with that?
Mob Squad?
Is that what it's called?
Gangster Squad?
Yeah.
I think I loved Gangster Squad.
We were talking about how they all had, like, pistols, and everyone else had, like, machine guns.
Well, yeah, exactly. Those are things.
I still liked it on the whole. Yeah, it was like.
And then Emma Stone just showed up on their bullet-ridden porch.
That's perfect. That's perfect. You know how annoying that was? Multiply that by, like, 10, and that's how annoying this movie is. 10 dudes take out all the Secret Service in the White House? Let's be real.
They're coordinated. They had a plan, right?
The Secret Service is always coordinated. They will dominate. They'll blow up the White House.
Not to mention, they're like highly trained professionals.
Like, all these mercenaries break into the White House, and in the first 15 minutes, they destroy everybody in there.
Who was the bad guy? Was it North Korea again or something?
Middle East? It's like all internal. It's like American, you know, angry people who are angry at the president. And like the story gets so convoluted.
Who's the president?
At the end. Jamie Foxx.
He's the president.
Yes.
Did you not know that?
I just thought the two of them were fighting crime together.
At one point, okay, so the premise is these guys take over the White House. They kidnap Jamie Foxx. Channing Tatum is a deadbeat from back in the day who's trying to be on the Secret Service. And Maggie Gyllenhaal's like, no, you can't be in the Secret Service because you're not good enough.
Wait, is she the eye director candy in
of
this movie?
Director of the Secret Service.
She's awful.
She's not even pretty.
Then Channing Tatum's like, oh, shucks. And his daughter's really mad at him because he left her mom. And his daughter is like, oh, Daddy, you're in the Secret Service, right? And he says, yeah, and he lies to her now. So he starts lying to this little kid. Then they're on a tour of the White House, and, you know, the president shows up and, like, does a little video blog for Magic Mike's daughter. And then
that happens normally.
Yeah, and then all H breaks loose, and these guys who are working at the they're fixing his theater room, the president's theater room, and they've got guns in their packages, and they start shooting up the place, kill all the Secret Service in 15 minutes, kidnap the president, try and bring him down to this underground bunker. It's like it's just so stupid. At one point, this is not a joke, Channing Tatum is in the, anyone who's watched National Geographic Channel, I'm very into this, the Beast, the presidential limousine with Jamie Foxx, and they're driving around the White House lawn being chased by two black SUVs with bad guys in it. And the whole military, like, you know, imagine if this really happened. The National Guard is down there. The Army's down there. They're all with tanks at the White House gates, and they're just watching this little car chase go on around the fountain because you can't act on American soil without the president's orders.
No, like, way.
That's why. Yes.
I'm sure there's some clause that says that you can act if his life is in jeopardy.
Yes, if he's kidnapped. That's what my friend AJ said. He was like, if the president was kidnapped, they would have just sent everybody in there. And who cares about the hostages? Who cares about, just kill everybody. If the president dies, he dies, and we blame it on somebody else. But we definitely wouldn't have sat there and watched him get, he's hanging out of the limo with a bazooka, shooting a bazooka. Like, are you joking?
I could see Obama shooting it with the bazooka out the window.
No, because Obama would have just sat quietly and waited for the military to run right through those walls. This is so stupid.
So you're saying it's implausible, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So you hated it.
I'm saying that it wasn't worth the money that I spent to sit there and watch that ridiculous movie.
They've been pumping it up on Twitter, too.
Well, you have to. I mean, it wasn't worth the $20 total. That you probably bought a small popcorn. And
I saw it when I was in New York City. $13 a ticket.
Oh.
That's a big hit. And then, what's another? Like, I don't want to ruin the movie, but I'm going to tell you a part of it because it's terrible.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. At one point, three F-16s, Jason, or F-18s, are flying, and they might blow up the White House. Right? That's their orders. Go blow up the White House. And as they're on their way to blow up the White House, Channing Tatum's daughter runs out on the lawn with a flag and starts waving the flag. And the guy who's locked onto the White House goes, you know what, guys, I can't do this. And then flies the plane away. Are you kidding?
What about Jamie Foxx's family, the president's family? Does he have one?
They're not even involved. They're in France the whole time.
Oh. What a bunch of BS.
That's very convenient. And what kind of Air Jordans is Jamie Foxx changing
to?
The classic red ones?
No, they're black. He's got a closet full of black sneakers and black
I feel like that's a stereotype.
Shoes.
Wait, why? They made a they made a point to show all of his shoes.
Yeah, and then he says
that's endorsements. I mean, you know how much money he probably got.
Like he's switching out of his shoes because they're all messed up. So he like picks up another pair of like dress shoes.
Does it have the brand name on it?
No,
probably.
But he's like looking at him, and then he grabs like a pair of Jordans, and he like looks at him. And then obviously he chooses the Jordans because then later in the movie he starts kicking a guy and says, get your hands off my Jordans.
Oh, it's totally endorsement right there.
Well, okay, well, implausibility aside, because that's a problem with a lot of scripts these days, yeah. What about the buddy aspect between Magic Mike and Django?
I don't hate Magic Mike as much as I used to. He was not bad in this movie.
Right,
the buddy thing, I don't really know. It was weird.
Did they have good chemistry together? They didn't have good chemistry.
You didn't see him as like friend, like getting along, like wisecracks. Jamie Foxx is good though. Like, what about just like Jamie Foxx is kind of money. I feel
Jamie Foxx was good. But doesn't mean you're producing a quality movie.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx was good, but it's just
especially because Django Unchained
it wasn't like Django. No, it wasn't anything like that.
Well, no, I feel like I'm trying to bring out the. Sometimes I'm a negative Nelly, and you know Adam's taking his role today. So I'm trying to bring out the, but you know, because I was on Rotten Tomatoes yesterday and I was reading reviews of Lone Ranger, which convinced me not to see it. But I went on this guy, you know, sometimes they have regular people reviews that they pump up. And I went to this guy, I think his name is Gene. This is what I was doing at work yesterday because I was very busy.
Gene the regular guy.
No, Gene was very, like, he has a whole blog. He reviews every movie, but he's like super, like he's not so snarky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't go out of his way to be mean. He just tries to present it.
That's probably why
like,
he's a regular guy.
Probably. Well, I mean, the guy looks like he's like 80, and his little photo is like his this old bald guy with glasses, and then his name is in the background, like on the Hollywood sign. So it's like, oh, Gene, I'll read all your reviews. Sure.
That's awesome.
How did you even find Gene?
On Rotten Tomatoes. Because
Jason does some weird things when he's not with us.
So I think he gave White House Down 6 out of 10, which is a little low. I mean, that was probably...
That's pretty high, I think.
Well, I think he liked it.
Well, if he's a positive guy, maybe that is low.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I do... Like, Hollywood has this new obsession with destroying... Like, I think we
it's
talked
terrorism.
About this before. Yeah, well, now that... I think we're all over, like, it's been more than 10 years since 9/11. It's like, oh, let's destroy, like, monument. Like, they did that in, like, Olympus Down. Let's keep blowing up the White House now.
Yeah.
Because that hasn't been done.
They blow up the Capitol building in this one.
They blow up the Capitol building.
You're going to tell me that a guy with a janitor cart is going to sneak a bomb into the Capitol building big enough to blow up the whole...
That makes me mad, too. They couldn't even get anthrax in there. Of all those millions of letters they get every day, there's no way they're getting a bomb in there.
You're mad that they couldn't get the anthrax?
Well, I'm just saying, like, what are the odds that that actually happened?
Like, I have to commit way before to one way or another.
Well, it is a movie, people.
Yeah, I know that, but like...
Look at you. I think Gene has changed your outlook on life.
Yeah, Gene,
what happened?
Jason.
That's probably not even his name. I think I'm kidding everyone.
I'm sure it's like John.
No, it's probably not even a J or a G.
But...
It's Paul.
I'm trying to be positive. We're switching roles. We're doing role play
here. This'll last like a week. Not even. Like 2 days.
Well, no, that's why I didn't go see a movie, because I know that it would put me in a miserable mood sitting through 2 hours.
You should have seen Monsters University then.
Well, that's the 11 o'clock showing, and I was afraid I was going to be in there with a bunch of kids.
Or what's the next one? You would have been.
Oh, I would have seen, sure. Or I would have seen Despicable Me.
Yeah.
I heard that was
too.
Good.
I would like that.
Have you guys seen the previews for The Conjuring?
I'm not interested in hearing or talking about that movie, because
it's
so scary. It looks so scary.
It's based on a true story.
Well, The Purge, I swear to God, you guys still have to go see that, because that kind of changed.
I'll see it when it's at the $2 show. What is it, the price now? $3 at the movie land?
$5?
Is it $3? What a ripoff.
Something like that.
And what was another one? Oh, I just told you about the Ryan Reynolds one. I think that looks stupid.
It'll probably be it's derivative, I'm sure. So basically you're saying don't go see White House.
No.
Two thumbs down on White House Down.
100 thumbs down. More thumbs down. Go see 5-Year Engagement before you would see that.
I watched it the other night. It was the only thing on. Every time I watch it, I think of you.
It's not that good.
It's not. It's too long.
So even the action was bad? Like, there's nothing
to action was okay, but...
It was all right.
You know.
You can get that anywhere,
The action's awesome, but then in the back of your head, you're still thinking, like, this is the White House lawn.
And it's still no.
There's no way this could be going down.
And it can't hold a candle to the like Die Hard, which is
no. Those movies are on a different planet compared to this one.
Well, you said that last Die Hard was awful.
Well, yeah, I'm the original. Like, that's the gold standard.
I watched Red the other day. That was pretty stupid.
Oh, I want to watch Red, because the Red 2 is coming out.
Well, I love Helen Mirren, and she's pretty cool in it, but
well, Red made a lot of cat. Like
Nancy
Botwin's
in that one too.
Is she?
Yeah, she's Bruce Willis's love interest.
Yes, I can't.
Oh, Nancy.
What's her real name?
Mary Louise Parker.
Jason nailed it.
Yeah, he did.
Well, that one's pretty easy.
Who are we dealing with today?
Yeah, this is a different guy. He's going to have a tattoo of Gene and a heart on his arm. Next time we see.
I'm going to
be a guest on our show.
I'm going to link Gene to our blog. Actually, I should have Gene call it. I want to hear Gene's opinions on stuff.
He would just start crying after I just went into that tirade of how much I hate that movie.
I hope he'd start crying. He'd probably
Gene, are you okay?
He'd get a little heated, maybe. So I'll go to Gene's blog. And it's still not Gene, so it doesn't matter. I have to find it. I don't have my iPad on me.
I have something that I wanted to talk about. Did you guys watch Catfish at all this year?
No.
No.
I think I'm spent with the show. Well, it's like the number one show on MTV right now, and I just don't understand how in 2013 these people cannot take, if they can sit there for 2 years and talk to someone online, they can't take the time out to Google search them and find out that everyone is an imposter that they're talking to. No?
Is that all it'll take?
Didn't you ever watch it?
No.
You've never seen it?
Never seen a single episode.
These people are like in love. Like, I was watching the episode on Monday where this guy has been talking to this woman for a year. He sent her $2,000. He bought her a Wii. He bought her an iPad. He bought her an iPhone. Never met her. Never saw a like.
That just makes me sad because it shows how desperate and
like
lonely
20,
people are.
He's
20,
and
though.
He's good looking. I'm like, come on.
I know, but obviously he must have some other sort of problem where he can't leave the house. And do we not know the ending? Like, isn't every ending like where they go to the house?
There hasn't been one I've seen where the person was who they said they were. And we're in the second season now.
Right, because real people don't date exclusively. I'm not saying internet dating is for losers.
No, I know a lot of couples that met
internet
dating.
It's just something you
shouldn't
do exclusively. It's like another tool in your box now. You know what I mean? Like, sure, have a profile on
Well,
on
and these people are all meeting on Facebook and stuff. It's
well,
not
yeah,
Match.com.
But I mean, still go out and talk to people. You know what I mean? Like, go outside. Go to
8-minute dating. I've heard that's kind of a successful thing.
Really?
Yeah, you know where they like
yeah, go around.
Guys,
and just
hop
get
table
minutes.
To table. Yeah, I know a couple people that are
or the best
married
way
from
is
that.
Just
really?
Ask your friends
that's awesome.
If they have friends. You know what I mean? Like that's
go
a good
to the
way.
Gym.
That's,
go
that's
to
not
the
a good idea.
Store.
Actually,
I don't like
all
being
three of those. All three of those last things you just said are bad ideas.
I don't like being set up by friends.
Being set up by friends is a terrible idea because then, oh good, I'm dating this girl who happens to be my friend's friend, and then. The worst ending to that relationship ever happens, and now what do I do?
And
now
one
I have
of you
no
isn't
friends.
Around
one
anymore.
Of us is cut, yeah. And it's probably going to be me. That's how it always goes.
Really?
Down.
It's always your fault.
Is that how it goes? Like, it's going to be such a horrible ending that the friendship's going to be over? Like,
well, because it gets awkward.
I'm going to tell you a secret. TV has made this, we broke up, but we can be friends thing a reality, and it's a dirty... dirty lie.
Oh no, I'm never
See,
friends
I'm not,
with exes.
I am not on bad terms with any of my exes, but I'm not gonna go
yeah, I don't
to
hang
a party
out.
With them, you know.
No.
I don't hang out with them in a coffee shop. Yeah, like that's why I got away from you, is because I don't like you. I don't want to spend time with you.
Yes, exactly. So that's a big mistake. Now, being approached in the grocery store would make me uncomfortable.
Maybe
I've been approached in the grocery store.
Have you been?
And I always look like complete like I roll out of bed and go to the grocery store.
And what do they try to
I mean,
smooth?
At 9 a.m., I can't really deal with someone, like, staring at my butt. I just, it's too much.
What do you say, stop staring at my butt?
No, I just kind of, like, book it to the other aisle or I yes, do the fake talk me. On the phone, you know?
How do you yes. know they're staring at your butt, though?
Because you guys are not as, like, smooth as you think you are.
I'm very smooth.
I am.
I've actually had women pull me, like, a couple weeks ago, I was in the grocery store and, like, the beer... Whatever they are, they bring the beer to the store.
The kegs?
No.
Keg like, return?
Or no, the...
Bottle return?
No, the people that work for the company. They stack the shelves with beer.
Oh.
They're like staring at my butt, and this woman pulls me in the aisle. She's like, they're looking at your behind right now. I'm like, all right.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Women are like that?
Was she
Well,
older?
She was older. She thought it was so cute. I'm like, this isn't cute. It's kind of disturbing.
She was trying to make you feel... Well, because no one's probably stared at her butt in a while, so she was like, oh, that's nice.
It was awkward.
Maybe I'll start staring at old women's butts. See what happens.
Cougars.
See if that works out.
Yeah, it will. You'll get some free iPads.
If you ever want to go cougar hunting, go to Frog Hair and Clarence.
Oh, that bar is notorious for
Holy
older
Lord.
Ladies.
Is it wild?
I get the dirtiest. Like, when I bring my boyfriend there, it's like, I need to leave because these women are going to rip my throat out.
Really?
Oh, they are in, like, their finest big chunky jewelry and clothes, and they are looking for young men.
No way.
Swear to, like, bad.
Jason, what are you doing as soon as this ends?
Frog we gotta hair go happy check hour.
This out. We have got to go check this
is
out.
It oh, yeah, it's at 5 o'clock.
Frog yeah, and most hair. Of them already have money, so it's not like they're looking for a right. sugar daddy.
Right.
Perfect.
They're not looking. They don't want to know what I do, what kind of car I drive.
They have lowered inhibitions.
Right.
Where well, are their husbands?
Probably paying for their cars.
I would assume they're ex-husbands or, ex, you know, they're free.
They're probably with their 19-year-old new girlfriends.
Oh, wow. Maybe I can get the number of the new girlfriend. It's a long train of thought, but I'm in. Jason, we going?
Yeah, we're there. Google that. Google map that now.
Hopefully Sarah's not listening.
I'm sure she's not. She's very busy at,
yes,
at work.
She's not.
I seen her the other day. She was very busy. She's very busy.
Yeah, she said it was the first time she saw you. On the floor.
Yeah, I don't hang out there. Yeah, I know, because we talked Matrix, and she knows what she's talking about. No, because, you know, I want to pump up, the, like, when someone puts in Movie Madness, I want that to come up at Yahoo. So we discuss that.
I'm so glad he does this stuff for us. I don't do anything.
But I think he doesn't, does it ever actually come to fruition?
We did the live podcast.
That's true. That did come to fruition.
Well, yeah. Well, she's like, you got to do that. She's like, there's steps that has to be done. And I'm like, she's like, you know, I was like, oh, well, we'll take care of it.
Do I have to pay for that?
No, what you have to do is you got to get like a Google Plus account, and then you got to
do. I have a Google Plus account.
Right, and then there's other steps that she was kind of going into that I lost.
Yes, exactly.
Such a good listener.
Sarah, if you are listening, I was totally listening to you.
No,
I just
it's her fault. She doesn't talk right.
Real nice, really nice.
No, it's a whole thing that you'd have to sit down and do, because then I told her my other, you know, it's like, because she's like, I was like, there is this other podcast called Movie Madness, but they spell it normally, like with a space, just like.
Oh, there is? Where?
It's in Portland, though. And I think I knew that, like when I first went for the, when I was trying to find a name for our show, no one else was giving me suggestions, Adam, Kelly.
I don't think I was offered a chance to give a suggestion.
No, I think I was
for sure. I just couldn't think of one.
So
It took him like a week to convince me to even be on the podcast.
Well, that notwithstanding. So I was Googling all these. I was coming up with all these names, and they, you know, it's very hard to come up with an original name these days. So everything I Googled, there was 1,000 of. So I'm like, it was like a day before we were going on air. So I was like, well, we really need a name. And I was like, Movie Matt. And then I saw, but I was like, well, they're in Portland. And I was like, well, we could always I was like, maybe if they sue us, it'll bring some publicity to the podcast.
Always thinking ahead.
So, but they never did, obviously. They probably don't know that we exist.
They're probably like the same type of a podcast, like three people at a college radio station.
No, they're they have like a call-in number, and they have their website's very nice. They do like little mini things, and they have like call-in numbers. They're like, let us know what you think of the movie. It's very nice.
We don't care what you think of the movie.
No, call in.
Because we're not even sure what we think of the movie.
Call in at 878-5104 and tell us what you think. No, don't, because I don't care.
We're not answering the phone.
Yeah.
We're answering it. If it rings, we answer.
Where's Phil Shalala?
I don't know. He texted me.
I have celebrity news.
Yes.
What do you got? He's listening.
Did he just text you back?
Yeah. George Clooney and Stacey, whatever her face is, broke up.
Stacey Keibler, yep. Former wrestler.
Dumped.
Man.
He dumped her.
Because I heard it said two-year mandate. He's got to trade up, trade in.
I was looking at some of his exes. I mean, guy didn't do too bad for himself.
What is George Clooney?
George Clooney?
I don't know.
He's king.
He's all right. He seems a little stuffy.
Yeah, probably. And women love stuffy.
I don't. Well, I guess.
Do they?
I think women love every kind of guy who's bad for them. Like George Clooney. You know he's going to break up with you in 2 years. Might as well date him, Stacey Keibler.
Do they say the basic thing, like, we're going to remain best? It was a mutual, or like, we're going to
remain
friends?
Well, they've broken up before, don't you remember?
Yeah.
Then they got back together. Like, he just showed up with her at the Oscars. I don't know. I thought that he was out of her league.
He said, you don't love George Clooney? That's so surprising to me.
Why?
Because you, like, love older men.
He's, like, too young for me, I think.
Yeah. He's right in that bad phase before
he
gets old.
Everybody loves George Clooney.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been that.
George Clooney,
he doesn't
do
it for me.
He's pretty cool, though. Like,
oh, I think he's good looking. I think, I mean, I don't not
like
him.
No, I mean, he seems
like
a good guy.
But I'm not, I wasn't, like, obsessed with him.
He wants to help out Darfur. He's really upset.
Yeah, so does, like, everybody. Sean Penn, he's all over that, too.
No, he's driving around in a golf cart in Haiti.
Throwing water balloons at people.
Yeah, basically. Playing polo or something, I don't know.
He's got a really good publicist.
What are you talking
about? Well, no, it was probably getting too serious. Like, she was probably like, because at 2 years, she was probably like, all women are like, well, where's this going? And, you know, obviously George has to be like, nowhere, baby, because I'm George Clooney.
He needs to date someone that's cooler than he is.
And who's that? There's no chick that's cooler than George Clooney.
Yeah, there is.
Who?
I feel like he's not, like, the ultimate man. I feel like there are women that will give him a run for his money.
No.
What about Angelina Jolie?
No.
Well, Angelina Jolie's, like...
taken by another, like...
another guy just like George Clooney. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, except for a little better looking.
What about, like, Demi Moore?
No.
Yeah.
Moore is Willis, awful. Ashton Kutcher, she's done.
I love her. You don't think she's hot? I mean, no, I hope to age that wonderfully.
I think she's a
beautiful...
She's
had tons of surgery, though. Like, she
no way.
What do you mean, no way? I think it's right on Google. I think she admits it. It's not.
Did you see the new Jennifer Aniston Aveeno commercial?
No.
It looks like her face got stung by 1,000 bees.
I thought the same. I'm like, whoa, she definitely had some work done. My mom's like, she looks gorgeous. I'm like, she looks like she just got to have a fresh Botox session.
Well, no, her face is just all swollen. Like, I don't know if, like, she...
Botox.
Really? Is that it swells your face?
It, like, numbs your face. Well, I mean, can't you tell she had work done in that commercial?
No, her face just looks swollen. Like, I don't know. She got stung by something.
Like 1,000 bees?
Like 1,000
like
bees.
Like needles?
Yeah.
And Botox?
Like needles full of Botox bees from Africa. Are those
Botox is like rattlesnake poison, I think, isn't it, some of it? I'm not kidding. I think
have no
it is.
Clue.
It's not rattlesnake. It is like poison.
There's
like
snake venom in it or something.
I'm pretty sure it's not snake venom.
I think it's not just snake venom, but I think that's one of the...
Yes, and it's part goat placenta.
Oh, my gosh.
How am I going to know this? I don't get it. I was telling Jason about this last night. Curse of Chucky is coming out.
Exciting.
Oh,
I'm so excited about it.
Another?
It's a prequel to Bride of Chucky, but it's after the third Chucky.
Okay.
And I don't know. And Jennifer Tilly's not in it. So that should be a plus. Uh-oh. We got a phone call.
Yes.
Be the show after us. Hang on.
Yes. I'm looking at this... I'm trying to find this Jennifer Aniston.
Aveeno.
Oh, yes, of course.
I think it's Aveeno.
I have no idea.
Do you know who that was?
Who?
Do you know who was on the phone?
Who?
No.
No, neither do I, but he didn't even say, when I said hello, he was like, it's botulism, botulism. That's what Botox is, botulism. Because he was probably like, you morons. I don't even know who that was. He didn't even say hi.
There's botulism in Botox?
Yes. Botulism, which is, that's what it is. It's not snake venom. I mean, I knew it wasn't snake venom.
So whoever that was really fired up, Kelly.
Yes, it was probably a plastic surgeon, or he's probably upset at you, Kelly, because he's like, how could she not know?
How am I supposed to know? I don't have it.
You don't have botulism or Botox?
I don't get Botox. I mean, I definitely plan on getting him at some point.
I think it's very affordable now.
I've already had it 3 times.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Why? I know some people get it for like
crow's feet.
Some people, it helps with sweating and stuff.
Does it?
Or like under your arms?
Or like if you sweat on your, they can put it in like if you sweat here or anywhere.
Yeah, that's their excuse like when you got a nose job. Like, oh, I had a deviated septum. Like, no, you didn't.
I'm looking up botulism.
I think Jennifer Aniston looks great.
Did you see that commercial though? You got to look up the commercial.
Yeah, she looks good in the previews for that movie coming up. But like in that commercial, she just looked really bad. Like her face was
She looks like she... Like, you know when you wake up from a nap that you're not ready to wake up from and your face looks all messed up? That's what she looked like. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
when you wake someone up when they...
I saw the commercial. It was just like... Well, when you first wake up in the morning, your face is a little swollen. That's why they say don't shave first thing in the morning. You won't get a close shave. Well, that's for guys.
Really?
Do they really say that?
Yeah.
Why do you shave first thing in the morning?
No, I
do
never
you ever shave. When's the last time that you shaved?
I shave once a week on my...
For maintenance,
my
though,
upper
right?
cheeks and my neck. When's the last time I shaved this beard off?
You should do
two
like
Halloweens
you know what
ago.
You should do? You should do AJ for Halloween and then do like the pencil thin. like edging around your face?
I would need the more friends though to be the rest of the Backstreet Boys, and that's a tall order. Like, hey everyone, I got the best idea ever. We're gonna be the Backstreet Boys for Halloween.
Isn't one of them dead? So you only need four.
No, they're all alive.
I keep thinking Brian's dead.
No, Brian is totally alive.
Wishful thinking.
There goes that nice Jason. Jeans rubbed off.
Gone.
NSYNC. Got any other news?
Yeah, Elizabeth Hasselbeck left The View.
She's an awful person.
That's really all I have. Amanda Bynes has been... She's going through this thing where she says she loves Drake, and then the next day she says Drake is ugly. That's the only Amanda Bynes news I have.
Oh, well, you know, I did see where she appeared in court with a blue wig on. That was
I saw that, too.
What is wrong with you?
She's a mess.
A couple of things are wrong, obviously.
You think it's more than one?
Yeah,
have you
it's
been
not
following
just
her?
One thing.
Do you guys follow her?
You know, on and off, not really.
I started following her on Twitter, but it did get ridiculous when one tweet is like, Drake is ugly, then the other one's like, I love Drake.
She did it for a while. She's been doing that for like a couple weeks now. And it was trending.
It's like, are you super desperate for attention? Or like, what is your problem? Are you 12?
If I was Drake, I would just tear her apart. Wouldn't you? Just hit her below the belt.
I think he has
it's
to act
not
like
even
he's,
worth it.
He's got to act like he's not listening or like he's not know. I'm sure people have told him, but he's got to act like he's not caring. It's like responding to someone beneath you. It's, you know what I mean? It's not worth it. Are you still looking up botulism?
Yes.
We're gonna shut down like you did at the beginning of the show, so you can take this show right out.
Take
of
it
here.
Away.
Shut down? I wasn't shut down. I was prepared.
You know what you should talk about real fast is that film festival.
Oh well, no, I just the 24-hour film, the Buffalo 24-hour film. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where you have to make a film in 24 hours. Basically, you get a theme. I think a theme and a phrase that you have to use. And there's some very you know the guys from Hate This Film, right?
Yep.
You went to collage with him?
Yes.
Or one of the guy, not them. There's several
one
involved.
Of them. I went to college with one
but
of them.
But they're showing the films that make it to the finals. I think his film is one of them. They're showing them at Helium next Wednesday, so if you want to go check that out. I think they're all about 7 minutes in length, so it's good for short attention spans.
Very
It's good to see the fine work of Buffalo filmmakers. Apparently his film's very good. Or actually, I did see that one because that was I know several people that are in the background in that film. So it's been posted on Facebook. I don't know if have you seen any of the 24 films?
No, I have not seen them.
Are you not up on that? As a film expert, you should
yeah,
be.
I should be up on that. I'm not.
Well, it's very local. And you know, we always rap the 716.
I do know that.
That's what we're all about. Because if we were rappers, we would have 716 necklaces on right now.
I already have one on.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. It's very small. Every day. It's very petite.
Good call for this guy with the botulism.
Yeah, he was so vehement, though. He was like, he was just down my throat with the botulism.
Hey, let's not lose our only listener.
No, I appreciate that. I really do.
We're wrong most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, no, I was, I just knew there was no snake venom in there. I thought it was. I don't know.
Botox urban legend.
The stuff that comes from Mexico, maybe. I don't think it's urban legend. I think you're thinking about like cocaine that comes and gets cut with like baby legs.
No, I'm not thinking about cocaine.
And also there's some other film that
I don't think there's snake venom in cocaine either.
No.
Are you sure? They gotta fill it out.
I can't be sure, but
I don't know because I don't.
Look at that. I'm
not a drug user. I know there's a lot of baby laxative in there these days.
Okay.
That's true. That is 100% true. Someone call in on that.
That there's
baby laxative and I think Clorox? Something. What else is what's the white cleaner that's like white when you powder? Although I heard that. Was it Tide?
Yeah.
No, not Tide.
I think
Tide.
It's all different things.
Well, that one might be untrue.
According to Breaking Bad.
Because I know when I was in.
Have you been
grade,
do you watch Breaking Bad?
I've.
Are you caught up?
You don't even want to know what's been going on with me lately.
I just caught up on all of it. I'm ready to.
I'm in the middle of season 3, and I've done nothing but watch Breaking Bad. That was my summer vacation.
You're only on season 3. I'm a little bit jealous because it's just. Oh.
Well, that's all. There's only like season 4 now, right?
There's 5.
We have another phone call.
It's
oh my god.
No, it didn't.
Dude, I think. What happened to the guy behind us? Hello?
Oh, if we just don't see anything.
I think this is the same guy.
Okay, thanks.
Stop it.
That was the same guy. He has he's a font of information. I appreciate that.
Should tell him to, you know, get in here.
Listener. Yeah, he's going to be our guest next week. Him and we're going to have Gene on the phone.
Gene.
And his first thing he's going to tell us is his name's not Gene. He's going to
That's not our fault.
What did he say?
Oh, he was like, it's borax, not the stuff, the cleaner in the cocaine.
This guy is, maybe it's Walter White on the phone.
Maybe.
That'd no, what awesome. Is it? Breaking Bad's on season 4, right?
5. I think they're doing a 2-part 5th season.
Yeah, well, like we're in the middle of, I think
we're
in the middle of
the
5th
season.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what movie I'm excited about, though, is Pacific Rim. Now, I heard good things about
that. Oh,
my.
I saw that preview today. I was not too excited
about
it.
No, but I heard the
it.
Fighting scenes are actually, like, they're well done, and you can actually follow what's going. It's not like the Transformers or, like, Superman, even though it's, like, a giant robot, like, giant Iron Man and a giant creature from the sea. You can actually follow.
This is
going
to be just like White House sound.
Well, we'll see what the people feel like, but I feel like I'm excited about it right now. And plus it has the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie Day.
Yes.
He is? So, yeah. Charlie Day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he shaved his beard. He doesn't
I
look like
Adam I haven't seen him
anymore.
In a long time.
Because you haven't been watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia rerun?
I've seen basically all of them.
Those are coming out soon. All right, we should
wrap up.
Yeah, we should leave because people guys go to work. I have a movie to go to. I'm going to see the Way Way Back Kids, I think.
Oh,
is the name of it?
No, it's like
Way Way Back.
The Way Back.
The Way yeah. Back. Yeah, there's some sort of troop from Buffalo, from Hamburg or something's in there. So I can talk about that next week.
Perfect.
It has Steve Carell in there? Sam Rockwell, Kelly's favorite actor.
I don't like him. He did Charlie's Angels. Come on.
Yeah, he's got a certain I don't know thing about him. He was I didn't appreciate in Iron Man.
Oh, and I'm sorry to say I saw what was that one he was in about all the hitmen? The bodies?
Seven Psychos?
Yeah, that was I did not like that movie.
I think Adam liked that.
I did.
Like it. I know you did, and I was pumped to watch it and I didn't like it.
I liked that movie a lot.
Maybe I needed to see it in the theater.
Maybe. You didn't like Colin Farrell?
No.
You know what's funny is like a lot of movies are coming out on Netflix, and I'm like, oh, I really wanted to see The Dictator. Then I'm like, why didn't I see it? I'm like, oh, yeah, because Jason said it's terrible. So
liked
I didn't
it.
See it.
He liked
oh,
the Dictator.
I love The Dictator.
Oh, did
not
you like
it?
He said he laughed
yeah.
out loud.
That
oh,
movie
good.
Was
I'll,
hilarious.
I'm watching that tonight then.
Go see The Dictator. When he helps give birth to that, you'll die. You'll die laughing. Your abs will hurt so bad, you will think you've done 5 crunches.
Did you really like it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you not
remember?
Recall?
I think that and the Avengers are like the only positive movie reviews he's ever given.
Go back to episode, I don't even know what episode, like episode 2 where we saw The Dictator. Yeah, The Dictator was awesome. Hmm. You can't beat that. And I was in the theater all by myself laughing out loud. So
it was your own personal theater.
Yes, I had my feet up. I wasn't using my phone, but. All right, well, next week we're going to talk about more youthful inventions. Hopefully that guy will be listening so he can tell us. He should be our corrections department right there because he seems to be
We better
on
keep
it.
Him on speed dial.
Yeah, please call in again. And maybe I'll go see Pacific Rim or something else worthwhile. But in the meantime, don't go see White House Down.
No.
Go rent Magic Mike again so you can see.
It's on HBO On Demand.
Channing Tatum in a thong.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I just really wanted the chance to mispronounce his name. Wow, this was fun. I hope everyone out there had as much fun as I did.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's see. Oh, I lost Jay Snow. All right, here we go. Let's
see. I thought we were getting a new one.
He's still working on it. We're going to get an acoustic version of Jay Snow. Yes, you're right.
Now lights, camera, action. Pull your popcorn out, cause it's time for relaxing. Get the latest scoop on your favorite actors and actress. Buffalo.com, he knows movie madness. Get the reviews from the coolest podcast. He's the 2 thumbs up, hold on, waste your cash. Just kick back, because the screen has begun. The madness starts in 3, 2, 1.
head.